You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
And all the Imahot, when they named their children, had some beautiful messages, such as Reuven, the first son of Leimenu, that he was called by this name, Ki Amera Ki Ra Hashem Be'oni Ki Ata Ye'ehavani Shi. So now, first of all, she expressed herself that all the pain that she went through because of the mother, the Yaakov Noam Shalom, was very shocked, surprised to see Leah the next day. And she called Reuven that as the message of to be recognized, Lirot. Rashi HaKadosh explains that she meant actually that she was proud of this child. Why? Because later on, we see there's a matter that comes about in the house of Yaakov Noam Shalom that Yosef becomes the head of the family by giving him Ketonet Pasim, like he was appointed as a firstborn. So that means Reuven was out. So now here the Ayimenu says that, look at this, my child, that is Reuven, when he was pushed away out of his will, even though he was not asked, and Yosef was appointed instead of him, we see, even though when Yosef was in trouble, he saved them. But look at my father-in-law. Who was he? Yitzchak. Yitzchak Avinu, when he blessed his children, and who were the children? Esav Yaakov. So now, Esav willingly sold his firstborn rights or not?
Yes.
So now, even though that he willingly sold his firstborn right, so what was his attitude toward Yaakov? He wanted to kill him. So now here she says, look at my son. When the firstborn was taken away from him, he still did not hold grudges from the one that was given to, and even saved them. But here, look at Esav. He sold his firstborn right, but still, he held grudges. What is he saying? What is he trying? Okay, Reuven, let go, Viter, forgave, you know. But Esav couldn't. So what does that mean? What's that supposed to mean? So here, it's a very, Yehazre Levenstein Zatzar says a very beautiful thing. He says, of course, people that are taught Chazak Baruch, what does that mean? What does Chazak Baruch mean?
Chazak.
It means when you have a beautiful Chazan that has a beautiful voice, Chazak Baruch, right? So there are many things that we are proud of and we praise other people. Here, La'imenu Allah Shalom says, the only thing that needs to be praised and should be considered is how you work on your midot, how you work on your manners. So that's a Reuven. What does it mean? It's a Reuveni. Look at my son. That how he was, in a way, unjusted. Now, you know what it is? You take the firstborn right of somebody and give it to somebody else. But still, not only he didn't hold grudges, he saved Yosef HaTzadik when he was in trouble. But here, Esav, look at Esav. He sold it willingly, but still, he could not let go. And you see, the only thing that needs to be to take to consideration, how am I upgraded in my midot, my behavior, my derech eretz, the way I speak, the way I react, the way I treat other people. Hashem is zakenu to be.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.